The Unalaska Raiders high school basketball teams are both playing in a tournament at the Kenai Peninsula Schools this week. The Lady Raiders started out the play on Tuesday against the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles. The Raiders were down for most of the game, ending both the first and second halves down by 13 points. The final score was Cook Inlet Academy 44 to Unalaska 31. But game announcer Matt Wilson of Small Schools Broadcasting explained that some of our girls played especially well.
For the Unalaska Raiders, it will be 2 points for Magna Long. For Keisha Robinson, it'll be 14 points. Nellie Waldron with 3 points, 8 points for Mena Mendenhall. And for Asia Vernon, it will be 4 points to get them their 31. And so the Unalaska Raiders will fall to the hometown Cook Inlet Academy Eagles here in the girls' matchup this afternoon.
The Unalaska boys team led Cook Inlet for a majority of the game. At the end of the first half, the Raiders pulled ahead 31-26. But during the second half, the Eagles surged ahead and overtook the Raiders. As the game drew to a close, the teams were neck and neck, and both coaches decided to call timeouts.
49-47. Coach Wilson not happy with Unalaska. Ball got stolen away as they got backed up into the corner, taken down the court. Eagles couldn't get enough together to get it up. Raiders come out of there with it. And then on the chance that they were getting ready to lose it once again, Coach Wilson pulls a timeout.
Michael Fernandez was fouled in the last minute and made both of his free throw shots, spreading the difference to 51 for Unalaska, 47 for Cook Inlet. But the Eagles took hold of the ball and scored. Their coach called a timeout with 10 seconds left, but there was little they could do to overtake the Raiders.
Lynch set to inbound. Got to get it in. Does out front to Fernandez. 7 seconds. Burke. Smithwick steals it away. Here's Bell. Tipped away by the Raiders. And that will be the ball game. The ball gets tipped around. Clock expires, and Unalaska comes out with a victory. It's 51-49.
In their second set of games, both the girls and boys will face Nanilchik. Those scores when they're available.